This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces reported battlefield gains on Wednesday in a counterattack that could signal a shift in the momentum of the war, while Kiev shut gas flows on a route through Russian-held territory, raising the threat of an energy crisis in Europe. Following days of advances north and east of the second-largest city, Kharkiv, Ukrainian forces were within just several kilometers of the Russian border on Wednesday morning, one Ukrainian military source said on condition of anonymity. The advance appears to be the fastest that Ukraine has mounted since it drove Russian troops away from Kiev and out of the country's north at the beginning of April. If sustained, it could let Ukrainian forces threaten supply lines for Russia's main attack force and even put rear logistics targets within Russia itself within striking range of Ukrainian artillery. A Kremlin-installed official in a southern region of Ukraine seized by Russian troops says the area will ask Moscow to annex it. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The talk of annexation in Kherson and Russia's apparent willingness to consider such a request has raised the possibility that the Kremlin will seek to break off another piece of Ukraine. Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Now the deputy head of the Kherson Regional Administration installed by Moscow says the city is Russia, adding he wants Vladimir Putin to make it a proper region of Russia. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Wednesday's move by Ukraine to cut off Russian gas supplies through territory held by Russian-backed separatists marked the first time the conflict has directly disrupted shipments to Europe. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden today aims to highlight U.S. farming as a way of easing a global rise in food prices. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president yesterday noted Russia's war in Ukraine is disrupting the world's wheat and corn supply.
Ukraine has 20 million tons of grain in storage and silos right now.
But it's stuck in Ukraine due to the war. At a farm in Illinois today, spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president will lay out what the administration can do to help U.S. farmers fill the void.
Just as we are providing weapons, we are going to work on doing more we can to support farmers to provide more wheat and other food around the world.
The White House says he'll announce more funding for domestic fertilizer production, among other steps. Still, there are limits to just how much wheat the U.S. can produce to offset any shortages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Drug overdose deaths in the U.S. reached a record last year, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The CDC estimate is more than 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses. It translates to roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. The previous record number of deaths was set in 2020. The director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse called the latest numbers truly staggering. The White House says it's unacceptable and called for measures like connecting more people to treatment, disrupting drug trafficking, and expanding access to the overdose-reversing medication naloxone. Experts say the pandemic has been very difficult for people with drug addictions, as lockdowns and other restrictions isolated them and made treatment harder to get. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel's defense minister promised a thorough investigation of the killing of an Al Jazeera reporter on Wednesday and asked that Palestinian officials hand over the bullet that killed her. Benny Gantz told reporters Israel has been in touch with U.S. and Palestinian officials and said all parts of the investigation would be made public. While the military initially suggested she might have been killed by stray fire from Palestinians while she was covering an Israeli raid in the West Bank, Gantz was more cautious Wednesday evening. Quote, "We are trying to figure out exactly what happened. I don't have final conclusions. I'm very sorry for what happened. We investigated all the troops that were part of the operation. So far, we don't have any final conclusion." Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces reported battlefield gains on Wednesday in a counterattack that could signal a shift in the momentum of the war, while Kiev shut off gas flows on a route through Russian-held territory, raising the threat of an energy crisis in Europe. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.